Us back into open meeting.
Thank you, Roy. That was a good point.
So we'll discuss another.
How to notify the employees.
They're gonna know. I mean, tonight.
Hold on a second. Do you want to just say the date and time again?
Yes, it is Friday, 8:20, January 5th, 2018.
How do you think they're going to find out tonight? If nobody puts on a Facebook.
Well, Gary knows.
What do you think?
All right.
I think we need to have somebody on commission that certain people can call if they got a problem. We're not going to put anybody in charge of the whole thing, and I'm not for that. And I know one thing, that when I talked to George Dunkel one time, and he didn't feel a commissioner can be a manager, interim manager, and a commissioner at the same time.
Does not
work.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't work because of the open meeting law. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to designate an employee in charge and a commissioner liaison, and we need to specify what those responsibilities are.
I agree, but I would like to see two employees. I think one for the field outside and one for inside.
And Brent's lead man out there already. So he should be the person out there. And I think, in my opinion, I've put, I'm not worried about Kim. She's sort of alone in the world in there doing her books. I think it should be Skylar in here.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
So I'll second that, but it's Brent and Skylar, correct?
Mm-hmm. With two different duties. Skylar inside.
Yes.
Brent in the field.
So Brent, basically the functioning harbor master, and
he does that anyway.
Yeah. And then Skylar as the
office
manager.
So we need to determine.
Okay, that was a motion.
Yeah.
And we had a. Did we have a second?
Mm. Yes, Andy seconded.
So. Yeah. I guess I can't amend the second, but do we want to amend the motion to describe some of the duties? Or some of the particulars about it.
I don't think we need to.
We can make another motion for that.
Yeah, another motion.
Call.
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Jan Barbers.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Andy Martin.
Yes.
Angie Christian. Yes.
We could continue to discuss their duties, but I think at some point we need to go into executive session to discuss what we want to offer them for compensation and just to present an offer to them.
Well, I would like to discuss this, and it's open, is that if Brent has a problem with maintenance or has a question on something, I would like to have him call me. I have probably more experience on maintenance than a lot of people. And if Skylar has a problem, he gets a hold of Angie at this point. That's not record looking, I'm just talking about.
Yeah. I don't want to be looking at records at this time, just to make that clear.
I'd like to ask the board if you feel that there needs to be a commissioner on site 5 days a week.
I
I don't. Myself, I don't.
And that's what I want to hear from them. Do we need a commissioner that's here a couple hours a day checking on things? Do we need a commissioner that's on call?
You just did that by Roger's motion. You're on call. You're on call.
No.
Well,
that was a discussion.
That's what he suggested.
Yeah, he hasn't made a motion.
No,
yet.
We haven't made a motion, or we divided up amongst us. If each day, each one of us sort of take a day that we're on call or here. You know, I can work with Kim on the financials easily, on treasurer, but I'm saying I'm freer than a lot of you. You know, if Grant's got to get a hold of me, I mean, I can be down here normally pretty quick. Or you can just say, hey, Roger, we've got a problem over here. What do you think we need to do? What should I do about it? I'm trying to take it off Brent, everything off Brent. Not everything off Brent, but he's not the Lone Ranger and has to make all his own decisions. And somebody says, huh, you should have called somebody on that. That's all I'm saying.
And I think we just talked about commissioner cannot be a manager. So where are we headed with what we're asking commissioners to do here for the staff? Would we be in a managing position at the time, making management decisions?
I think the big issue with commissioners trying to do this role is they can't talk to the other commissioners a whole lot, but we're going to have weekly meetings, and I think we're saying that Brent's in charge of the outdoor operations and Skylar's going to manage the office, but we're offering them a commissioner to answer their questions or provide guidance. Mm-hmm. So that as I understand, the responsibility is on the two employees.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that makes it so that those two employees can communicate with the rest of the commission. They just have to be careful not to tell their liaison commissioner what the other commissioners are saying.
So, do we want a motion for that?
I mean, that's just something I threw out.
I think that's a good idea, and I think also, as time permits for all the commissioners, if we can be more visible at the port and stop in the boatyard, and just see how things are going. this is on us, and we're going to move quickly as possible to come up with a permanent solution. But to show them that we didn't just do this and now they're abandoned and it's all on them.
So, you can't do that. They have to have somebody to call.
I like the idea of somebody being here at least a fair amount of the time.
What do you mean by fair amount of time?
I don't know. At least a few hours a day. I'm not available Wednesday, or I might have a little bit of time Thursday morning, but Wednesday I have Coos Bay, and
I'm available to stop in almost every day in the mornings, and I can be available. I mean, my store opens at 10, and I know they all start work at 8. I mean, I can stop in as often as I'm needed.
Well, I'm saying a lot of times it's just a phone call of, hey, what do you think about this?
Or what do I do? This just came through. We just got a complaint from...
The pilot.
What do we do about this?
That's what I'm suggesting. They just, if they need somebody to say, okay, I'm going to call somebody to talk to them about the problem I have, or I want to bounce it off of them,
Well, I think the staff needs to have some kind of, you know, call this person first. If you can't get a hold of them, they need to call this person. I mean, I don't, the last thing I want to do is frustrate the staff that there's no one here to help them make a decision or ask a question if they're just not sure.
Well, so. I think the president and the treasurer could answer any questions that the staff would have about the port.
Works for me.
I mean, they're going to have financial questions, they're going to have maintenance. We'll ongo in some of the stuff that Andy, you know, had on the list tonight for us. That's
right.
Ongoing, that's going to come up in their everyday work.
Okay, motion?
I make a motion that Roger serve as the designee or the liaison for the outside work and President Christian as the liaison for the office staff.
I'll second that.
Can we discuss that just a little bit? Can we discuss
it? Oh, absolutely. I was just getting ready to say discussion.
I would not like to separate Roger out of the office. I think they should both be available to any port employee. I would hate to see Angie have to go to Roger. Naturally, so he's been working with Kim. Could we amend that somehow?
Yep, I'll amend the motion that Roger and Angie will work as the board liaisons with the port staff.
I'll re-second that.
Any further discussion? Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Jan Barbaras.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Andy Martin.
Yes.
Angie Christian. Yes. Anything left other than offering compensation?
So, as I understood it, we authorized you to contact SDAO about an interim manager, but there was also the discussion about Kathy Lindley Hall. I'd like to make a motion authorizing you to contact Kathy Lindley Hall.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
And just for clarification, you was President Christian.
Any discussion? Roger Thompson?
Yes. Hold on a second. Oh. So Roy seconded that. Correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Jan Barbaras?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Andy Martin?
Yes.
Angie Christian? Yes.
At this time, do we want to talk about anybody else if she declines, or do you want to wait until you find out from her?
Well, she's already authorized to contact SDAO, and she's...
But that person could not be here for one, you know, okay.
Right, but we're going to meet next Tuesday. Do you have another suggestion of a person?
Yeah, David Scott that was here before for 6 or 8 months.
I don't know him. What's your...
Well, that's bringing back the past, Roger. He's a tough one.
Hey. That's when you were running for election. Did you work with him? Because I remember.
Mm-hmm. A little bit before I was assigned. But, you know, he's... He's that rough around the edges.
He's smarter than the owl.
Oh, he's brilliant. And if he bought before me, I'd probably vote for him.
What?
If he was brought before me, I'd probably vote for him. Because he's local. And he's done it before.
And he doesn't want a full time. He wouldn't want a full time. I'm just saying somebody to get in here until we
do as an interim
search.
Yeah.
That's the two. Yeah.
You know, my first would be Kathy Lindley because of the history.
Let's do Kathy first, and Tuesday night we'll know an answer from her.
Yeah, and I definitely would not be opposed to Dave Scott.
And I think we should also authorize President Christian when she contacts SDAO to find out if they would do the search for a permanent manager and get that started. I think we have the existing job description from last time, right? You guys passed that? Yeah.
Should be in there.
Should be ready to pick up right where we left it off, or where the fire board left it off.
But here's something, Jim, too. On the selection, have you ever been in that selection of anywhere in your job history trying to find through a state SDAO a person to fill a position from an out of town, out of state, across the country? Because then if you don't like him, well, it happened to Rich Drayle, and we ended up with this big severance package in about, what, 6 months, Roger?
I wasn't there.
It was about 6 months.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, it was a total disaster because we had Nixon recommendations, we had BLM indications, and the most thing I learned about that was if you put a man in this position whose paycheck, and I'm just giving them this situation, if you put a man in that chair right there, whose paycheck is deposited by the federal government every month, he's just soaking it up. He doesn't know how. I guess what I'm saying is, you get a guidance from the Great Lakes or a recommendation from the Dalles or wherever, Florida, wherever one would come from the state. And I gave his whole family out here, and boom, 6 months later, we're relocated.
Two years ago, when Ted left, is it 2 years or 1 year?
About
2016.
20, a year and a half ago when Ted left, y'all had it in the paper for local people to apply, and then you kind of abandoned that and went to SDAO and had them do we're going to have them do a job search, and then you dropped that and just appointed Gary summarily.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, legally we can do any or all of the above, of course.
The problem we have, Jan, is no different than trying to get a doctor to come to Brookings or anybody else to come to Brookings. You got a problem with housing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even get a doctor to stay in Brookings. You can't get a VA doctor.
Well, my feeling is that if we have SDAO start something, that doesn't preclude local people. They can apply through the same process as anyone else. We can direct them to advertise it locally as well, but it opens us up to, and I think what they said last time is they hit every port up and down the Pacific Northwest. So I think it gives us that range, but it's, if you don't feel it's worth the money and you just want to do a search, then that's...
I think we
need to go SDAO way.
Okay, at this point...
Let's get on to this, what we need to do.
Excuse me. We've been here 2.5 hours. I know I'm not going to be able to leave immediately, or another commissioner that's going to stay with me, but I want to know what else needs to be decided tonight to adjourn this meeting.
I think we need to authorize specifics with regard to Brent and Skyler, specific negotiating, and designate me to do that.
In my opinion, Brent's not going to be doing anything he isn't doing today.
I feel that they both need to be compensated. Okay. This is more of
I kind of feel like Roger, Brent... It's not going to be doing any more than he's already doing. And that is going to cause trouble with Travis. I'm quite frankly not sure either one of them is going to ask you and tell you yes.
Andy, what are your feelings?
I would like to set some kind of guidelines for whoever may step into those. But I'm saying those two may not tell you yes.
Well, if we're going to advertise a meeting for Tuesday, and then we can advertise that executive session for that, so we can at least offer it to them pending the outcome of the executive session or the next meeting.
I think it has to be told to him Monday morning.
I don't think so.
Up to you, you're president.
Jan?
So they would work Monday and Tuesday without knowing.
You guys are going to meet with them Monday morning.
I think we need to ask them.
I think we need to have a limit, what we can offer them, and then if we can't negotiate within that limit, come back to the board on Tuesday night. And I think we do need to be sure and remember to direct staff to advertise the Tuesday meeting.
And are these wages going to be temporary wages?
Yes.
I just come up with a thought, okay? Let's say you talk to Kathy Lindy. Kathy Hall.
Okay, that's not what we're discussing.
Now, just a minute. And she accepts the position, and it's not going to be very long, and these guys are going to have an interim boss. That's all I'm saying.
And they're going to lose their temporary wages. Is that kind of the horse before the cart?
Want to talk to Kathy first and see if she wants to start within a day or two or something?
I would.
Then we need to decide what we're going to offer her.
So can we move into the executive session to discuss that?
I think we should have been having all this discussion in executive session, but...
We weren't talking specifics.
Well, we said who we wanted in what positions and stuff. But anyway, yes, we can go into executive session and do that under ORS 192.662A to consider employment of a public officer or, as I read earlier.
It's 8:42, Friday, January 5th, 2018. We are now going back into executive session.
Yeah, I'm going to end this recording and start a new one.